streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're tuning in tonight. Tonight is Wednesday night, like we always do. We bring you a great, great show, and I see we got our guests in the green room, and we're going to bring our guests on right now and get it started. Yes, you're on there, Carla.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the Streets and Love You Back show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on the show.
Thank you. We're going to get right down to it. I know you're a busy lady, so we want to get right into it. So tell the viewers a little bit about your story and why you're doing what you're doing today.
Okay, well, my name is Christy Farish. I am an actress. I knew what I wanted to do when I was 4 years old, and you know, I just was on this journey and mission. I just didn't allow people to tell me, you know. It's interesting because in my life, I always knew what I wanted, and I just wouldn't allow people to tell me that I couldn't make it, I couldn't do it. And that has, I think that's taken me pretty far. And I think the words that we speak into each other's lives and we speak into our own lives or into our children's lives, if we're not careful, it'll lead us in the wrong direction. So I was just lucky that, yeah, I mean it's so true, and it's funny because at one point in time in my life when I got a little bit older, I had went through a divorce and I started speaking negative things into my life.
A lot of us do.
Yeah, and I started to fall into that trap, and actually the first time it happened was when I remember dating someone and started dating someone, and then we ended up breaking up, and then I remember telling myself, I'm going to marry someone that I wasn't madly in love with. And even though I was in love with the person I was married with, I wasn't in love. Yeah, I loved him, but I wasn't in love. And it's funny that I spoke that into existence. And when I was going through my divorce, I actually came across that letter that I wrote to myself in my journal. And so I realized from that moment, you know, what you speak into your own life and what you speak into others, sometimes it'll manifest. And you better be careful what you speak.
Amen, because God just might give it to you. Be careful what you ask,
yeah.
Bro. He might
You're
throw
right.
it in your court.
Yep, exactly.
You know. So tell the viewers, you know, about the acting. You know, you're doing your acting thing, and, you know, how is that working out? And I want you to also give some of these young coming-up actors that want to be, that sometime they want to give up. You know, what would you give them that as well?
Well, I mean, I have a new TV show. First, I'll... You know, talk about the new show. I actually came from, I did all the Moesha's and Sister Sisters and Steve Harvey's and Eve, all of us, Lincoln Heights. I did all of those TV shows over the course of, you know, 10 to 15 years or so. And then I ended up looking up on the show called Passions, which was an NBC daytime soap. And then I left that show. I played Simone for 3 years, and then I left that show and I did a show called Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a crazy another NBC show. And now I'm so excited because I have a new TV show coming out called Queens of Drama, which is six soap opera actresses coming together to create a primetime TV show. So it has Donna Mills, who, you know, has been on TV since we were kids,
Amen for that.
You know, I mean, a long time, like, watching her. We had Joan Collins on the show. We had Vanessa Marcel, Lindsay Hartley. We have Crystal Hunt and then Hunter Tylo. And all of them have been on either Passions, Days of Our Lives, All My Children, One Life to Live, Las Vegas, like all those different shows. So I'm super, super excited because now mm-hmm. I'm in a place where I get to create my own projects and my own type of TV show. And I'm really trying to push to where, you know, they'll put an African-American woman as a lead. Luckily, we have shows now, but when we first started working on this project, you know, the cookie lines didn't exist on Empire, you know. So,
amen.
You know, but, you know, I'm really excited because, you know, Cookie Lyons, the character from Empire, is now setting the trend as well as Scandal, as well as How to Get Away with Murder. You know, we have those shows. So now let's create a show where Christy Ferris can play the lead, which is me. And I'm really
amen.
Excited about it. You know,
well, we're excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, it's you know, it's a great journey and it's different. You know, I came from a single parent home and, you know, life wasn't always perfect. My mom did the best that she could with what she had and she made a lot of sacrifices for my brother and I. Unfortunately, my brother, things didn't quite work out as well for him. He made other choices in his life and that always made it kind of difficult, you know, growing up because, you know, you have somebody that you love. I mean, he was like my father figure in a way growing up. And then when you see him go on the wrong path, it makes it very difficult because you don't know exactly how to reach them, how to make them better, or to try to help. And so I guess the best way that I could do it was to reach back, find the kids that were on the streets, you know, not making the right choices, pulling them in, asking them, what are they doing? Why are you out here? And that's when things were a little bit easier when you're in like the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, you know, early 2000s. Things are a little bit more difficult now because now everybody's carrying weapons. But back then, you know, you could pull a kid, like, what are you doing? Why are you out here? And then I started actually working in a women's prison for a couple of years and used to go there once a month to encourage the women to just say, listen, this doesn't have to be your life. You, at some point in time, you know, if you're lucky, you are going to get out of here, but what are you going to do? And I would teach them how to work on their mindset so that, okay, one girl said that, you know, she wanted to be a nurse, you know, and of course, I put her through scenarios and I would say, okay, so you get out, you want to be a nurse. Let's say you share that with your, you know, somebody in your family or your best friend. And they look at you and they say, what the hell you want to do? You can't, what makes you think that, you know, you can become a nurse now? You just got out of prison. You know, what makes you think you can do X, Y, and Z? And so we went through this whole entire scenario and she was shocked because I basically threw everything out there that I thought someone would say to her. And then I would say, now, how do we combat that? How do we combat that negativity? And then eventually she was like, wow, okay. And then she was able to build that confidence. I don't know exactly where this particular one is, but I remember a couple of girls who were like, I'm not going to game bang anymore. I had a few that had one person who was a lifer that I actually wrote on her behalf because I spent a whole year with her. And she was actually able to get out and it's been like 3 years and she's doing very well. And she started her own business and, you know, she's really doing her thing. And so I do believe that people can get a second chance. If they set their mind to it, if they really want to change, I think that they can change. I think people who are, you know, are on the wrong path. I think they're all leaders. It's just their leadership is in the wrong direction, because I think they're leaders. Amen. I think anybody who's out there doing, you know, who's running a business might not be legit, but that to me is being a leader. But if you could take that leadership and change it into a positive, you'd be on fire.
Amen for that. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you a question as well. You know, I've just seen how you touched up on how even though you hadn't really reached all your goals that you wanted to reach yet, you were still willing to reach out to help others concentrate on their goals as well. So mm-hmm. that says a lot about your character, and that says a lot about you as an individual, you know. And now that you're in a position, like you said, Cookie Lyon is setting the stage, you know what I mean, just like Billy Dee Williams and Diana Ross and others before them set the stage back in the day for other things. You know, now we have the new age now, the Cookie Lyon setting stages and you setting stages as well, you know. How does that make you feel as an individual now that you're in a position to set trends as well?
Well, you know, listen, before I booked my first major show, which was Passions, right before that I had this other TV show and they recast me and I was devastated, which means I lost the role. And for 9 months, I would say like the first 2 months, I was literally depressed because I was so young and I just thought life was over and I was never going to get another opportunity. And, you know, oh, my life is over. I'm never going to work again. And I literally sat there for like 2 months, like just depressed. And then finally I heard God say, get up. What is wrong with you? Like, get up. And so I started going to church. I started volunteering at church, like going there, spending time with the kids and then, you know, working at other departments. And when I started to give back, you know, and started to take the focus off of me, I was able to encourage these young people, which then encouraged me, because then I had to, whatever I was preaching to them, I had to step up myself because they were looking at me. And so we get so caught up, or I can just say me, I got so caught up on being so career driven and so determined to get it, to get this goal. And when it didn't happen, I was devastated. But now that I'm older, now what I do is I focus on my career, but I also focus on family and life and love and all that kind of stuff. So now I have a balance. So now I'm not so devastated when things don't work out right away. So
It's important
for us to have balance and to give to other people, whether it's one person who you're mentoring, maybe it's, you know, a family member that you're doing for. It has to be somebody, and also to doing it outside of your circle is so good because it, A, encourages you. It also teaches you what you already know, you know, to do. Because a lot of times what we teach other people, or if you're an encourager, if you love to encourage people, it usually means you want to be encouraged yourself. So a lot of those words that you're giving to someone else, you're probably trying to live by them. So everything that I give to someone else, I'm usually trying to, you know, hey, like I teach the business of acting. I teach young kids the business of acting, how to create and have longevity in the business. Because a lot of times you can have all the talent in the world, but you have no way of knowing how to get into the door. So I teach them how to do that and how to find their own opportunities and not be reliant upon someone else, like an agent or a manager or someone to take advantage of them. So a lot of things that I'm sharing with them, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing these young people like booking TV shows. I'm like, well, I got to step up my own game with my own words.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. And so when you do that, it opens up. When you're giving back to people, it opens up. So that's how I stay focused. I look at them. I see that, you know, how I've inspired them. I see them using my words and actually living up to them. And it makes me want to step up. It gives me pride. It makes me sit up straight. It makes me want to be better.
So when do the show come out? Let the fans know, because I'm excited. You know, when do this
show come out? Well, I have two. I have Queens of Drama, which is going to air on Pop TV. It used to be TV Guide, where TV Guide used to have where it scrolled down and showed you all the different TV shows that were going to be airing. They now changed that and made it into Pop TV, so it, like it's in pop culture, it's going to air after. It's going to air after the Daytime Emmys, which is April 26th. Our show is going to air at 10, but the Daytime Emmys is going to come on earlier. So I guess 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, West Coast Time. And then after it airs that Sunday, it'll jump to Wednesday night at 8 p.m. So it'll air every Wednesday night following. So we're super excited. Lots of good stuff, lots of bad stuff, definitely drama. But, you know, I think the great thing about it, I can't speak for everyone else because I don't know. And, you know, I don't know everybody's, I wasn't with them all the time, but I know one thing that I love about doing this show is that I really walk away with my integrity. You know, I don't compromise my integrity for TV ratings or anything like that. I really, you know, tried to stay as true to myself as possible, so that I spoke my truth without stepping out of my, like I said again, my integrity. So that's the great thing about it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with all of the other shows and everything like that. It's just that, you know, I wanted to do something a little bit different because this is my life and my career. But I also have another film. It's called Steps of Faith, and it's about a young lady named Faith, which is my character, who is not a church goer. That's not her thing. Her family does, but it's not her thing. But she really feels like she hears a calling from God and that God is telling her, hey, you know, I want you to go and work with kids and animals. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's what she's thinking in her mind. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to follow what God told me. But then her family mocks her because they're like, listen, how could you hear a calling from God when you don't even go to church? But she follows her heart anyway, and she does it. And then it's just her fighting through her fear and her own doubts because of all of the doubts that everyone else has placed in her head. So it's her upward battle that I think we all go through in life at some point in time. And then she also has like a little romantic, there's also a little bit of romantic comedy in there as well. So it's that struggle of that. And it's a phenomenal movie. The one thing, the reason why I push this movie so much, it's an independent film. And the distributors are basically telling us that there is no market for family faith African-American films. And we're
that's
trying
not
to
true.
Show exactly. And we're trying to show them and show the world that people do want to see African American love stories, lead playing the lead characters, not being the sidekick. And so we're really hoping that people out there will hear about the film, purchase the film, which is the DVDs. They're like $15 online at stepsoffaithmovie.com. And purchase the movie and share it with their family and friends, because we need to show them that we do buy and support, you know, films that are not just violent films, you know?
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with them because I do them, but we want to show that there is another market that African-American people would love to support as well. So go ahead.
And let me ask you this question here. I'm listening to you. I'm very excited about looking at all of this. Do you have a trailer for these films? Because I would definitely like to promote that as well on our websites and our social media as well, and give you all the support with this, because I'm very intrigued on what you said. You know, we want to let the world know it is a fan base for these type of films and not just shoot them up, bang, bang. You know what I mean?
People want to
see great filming. They want to see great actors to play the film, and they want to bring great characters. So I'm definitely interested in helping promote this.
And they want to be inspired. Absolutely. I appreciate that, too. But, yeah, they want to be inspired. And that's the thing about my film is that, you know, you are inspired. Like, people walk away from the film saying, wow, I'm going to go after my goal. I'm going to have to, you know, or I was just going through that. I wanted to give up on my dream, and now I'm going to go after it and do it. And, you know, when you walk away feeling good, you know, and don't get me wrong, I mean, we all love Training Day. I mean, come
Amen.
On. You know, Washington blew it up. But,
yeah,
but everything,
we like
you,
other
you gotta
too.
Feed your soul. Yeah, you gotta feed your soul and your mind. Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong, I'll be in Training Day in a heartbeat, but, you know,
ain't
this
no
film
doubt.
Is different. Yeah, it's different, and, you know, you walk away feeling good. And if you have kids, it's something that your kids can sit there and you're not worried about, oh, turn your head, or, oh, you shouldn't be watching this. You know, every
you
child can watch
that.
This.
Right.
Yes.
You know, you done turned your child's head 20 times at the movie, and they ain't even got a chance to enjoy the movie. You the only one enjoyed the movie because you turned their head 20 times, you know?
Exactly.
So we don't want you turning their head with this great film right here. We want you to have all 10 of your kids. If you got 10 kids, buy them 10 tickets and sit them all down and say, hey, this is something inspiring, this is something great, this is something that you can walk over from the table with. And like you said, if you're feeling down, you can be encouraged, you know, and if you're feeling up, you can encourage even more. So that is so great, you know what I mean? And anything else you would like to tell the viewers before we let you go?
You know, I would just say, because you asked me a question I didn't get a chance to answer, which is, you know, here's my thing. Listen, you can do anything. You can be anything that you want. I mean, we're watching TV and we see all of the killings and everything that's happening. You know, we got to change what's going on in this world. And one of the ways that we do it is by educating yourself and going after your goals. I don't know if anybody's ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but that man didn't even finish high school and he still became a millionaire. There's plenty of people who are smart in so many different ways who are business savvy. If you're young and you understand how to do coding and, you know, creating apps and working on computers and stuff like that, let me tell you something. There is a market out there where they are making millions of dollars. So if you're into all of that, or if your kids are into all of that, keep encouraging them to do it, because, you know, we can make money in so many different ways besides just doing a stereotypical thing like the entertainment industry that I do or the basketball. There's so many different ways that you can make money. Don't give up. Go after your dreams. And here's the most important. The only way that you're going to achieve that is if you have a plan. I ask kids, random kids, all the time, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be successful. I want to be rich. Well, how? Oh, well, you know, I want to start a business. And what? Oh, well, you know, as soon as you say that, you already don't know, and you're not going to be successful. You have to have a clear vision. When you have that clear vision, it's the way that God works, whatever you believe in, the higher power, all of a sudden people will start to come out of the woodworks who can help you. You know, so you got to have a plan. You got to know exactly what you want. And then the last thing that Steve Harvey taught me, he was like, every time you step out of the house, you should look like that's what you want to be in life. And he told me that back in 97, before I was even doing anything. He was like, listen, every time you step out of the house, you better look like you're an actor. And I remember thinking, well, that's easy for you to say because you got money. And he was, I didn't say that to him, but that's what I was thinking. But the story of this was the day before, on a Tuesday, the head of the executive producer over at CBS Young and the Restless, he yelled at me because I was an intern and I was delivering scripts. He yelled at me for coming in his office, like, what is she doing in here? And I had on my sweats and, you know, like jeans and like a ball cap and my hair pulled back and just looking like, you know, an intern because I'm running up and down the steps in my sneakers.
Right.
Ran into Steve that Wednesday. He said to me, you know, make sure you get all dressed up. Thursday came. I got all dressed up, had my hair done. Do you know that same producer, executive producer, stopped me and was like, wait, hold on. Who are you? Had a conversation with me for a good 10 minutes and I ended up testing and almost got a role on Young and the Restless. And so from that moment, I realized I better always make sure I look like an actor. So I get dressed up, I do my thing, and when people see me, they're like, you have to be an actor. And this is before I was even really majorly on TV. They just look at me and they go, you must be an actor, you must be a performer, you know. And so I'm saying all that to say, whatever it is that you want to be in your life, you got to dress like it, and you better have the confidence. If somebody asks you what you want to do, if you're not confident about it, trust me, no one is going to invest $100,000 into your business. If you're just like, oh, well, you know, I kind of have an idea. But if you're very confident and you have the plan, trust me, somebody's going to want to drop $100,000 on your business. And that's all I'm going to say.
Amen, sister. You know, now, if you have a Twitter or if you have a Facebook page where they can check this great trailers out, let them know where they can get at it at.
Okay, so my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're all the same, which is my name, which is Christy Ferris, and I'm going to spell it because it's spelled differently. It's C-H-R-Y-S-T-E-E. So C-H-R-Y-S-T-E-E. The last name is Ferris, like phone. So P as in Peter, H-A-R-R-I-S. Christy Ferris. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And then, of course, if you want to grab the movie, Steps of Faith, you can go to stepsoffaithmovie.com, stepsoffaithmovie.com. And then, of course, check out Queens of Drama, which is going to air on Pop TV. That's going to be April 26th is the premiere, and then it'll move to Wednesdays, which is going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, 8 p.m. on both coasts. So, and that's it.
Amen, Dan. So we just want to say, hey, it's been an honor having you on the show tonight, and I want to thank my girl always out there in Cali for sending us great, great people to interview on the show, you know, and she's a phenomenal lady out there in California. So big ups to our girl, Miss Smith, out there in Cali. Keep the great interviews coming, and we got much, much love for you, and we salute you out there in Cali. And once again, it's an honor having you on the show tonight, and we will promote film, so you can have Miss Smith email me them trailers, and I'll start promoting that on our main media sites and everything, for people can start going to grab them great films. And, you know, like you said, get uplifted, not downlifted, but uplifted. And that's what it's about. Yeah. A hand up, not a hand out.
All right. I love it. I appreciate the time. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an honor. Have a great evening now.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest for the night, and right now we're going to get into this great music. I see my homeboy all the way from the D up on here tonight with me, my boy Will Smooth, you know. What's up, Will? What's good? You in the house, Will? Will's probably chilling. We got another guest. Let me catch it. Hello, guest, you're in the house. 2432, last four digits, you on the air?
Yes.
Yes, did you want to ask the guest a question or just call him into the show to listen?
Just listening.
Okay, then, sounds good. Then we're going to get into the music segment, and I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start flowing tonight with these great songs. Thank you for calling in. The first track we're rolling with is Ballin' Out of Control by Artist RB. We out here.
Falling out of control. what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. Doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We got our next guest on tonight, my man Robert in the house, so we're going to go to him. What's happening, Rob? What's good out there in San Francisco?
How you doing, my brother? I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to my people, man. It's all good. We can't complain out here.
That's what I like to hear, man. Hey, we're going to get straight to this. I want you to let the people know where you come from, Rob, and, you know, how did you start up your organization and to helping these at-risk kids, you know? But take it all the way back.
You know, I bumped my head a few times growing up as an adolescent, you know, from North Carolina to California. And, you know, I did like 16 years in and out of some form of incarceration. In 1997, I pretty much got tired of it and decided to change my life. I developed a program. It's called a homeboyhotline.org. And what it is it's a one-stop shop for ex-offenders, helping them with the resources they need to become productive members back into the community. We offer them housing, job training, interview adequacy, employment, and expungement, you know. So it's my way of being part of the solution there, not, you know, the destruction. And also while I was inside the walls and started in juvenile hall to keep me from going crazy, I used to write a lot, you know, and I start, you know, just like writing books and writing rhymes, and I came out there with a few albums in my head and stayed in the studios, and eventually '96 I wrote my first book, Hip Hop Tried to Kill Me. So I released that 2009, came out 2009, did real well, national bestseller. So it's one of the gifts I share, you know, with the communities nationwide, and I encourage people to read and, you know, tell their stories. And reading stories in Mexico City, nobody's story like your story though.
My man. And tell the people a little bit about your book, you know what I mean, your first book that you wrote. Get into that just a little taste, Rob.
Okay, well, Hip Hop Tried to Kill Me is basically my journey in the music business all the way up until 2009. It's my autobiography. Basically, it's about when you put all your eggs in one basket, and then you know how hip-hop was a tool of advancement. It was a voice for the voiceless people, opportunity to speak about your pain and your dreams. You know, I grew up on, you know, Curtis Blow. I grew up on Run DMC, and in the later years, Public Enemy, Tupac, N.W.A., Ghetto Boys, you know, Goody Mob. And it was just a tool that allowed us to understand what it was to be young Afro-Americans out here in these streets. And, you know, it was an upliftment tool. But, you know, as the music grew bigger, you know, America, corporate America, the machine, saw the power in it and got behind it and turned it into a tool for destruction. You know, they base everything now on delusion. You know, they keep the youth distracted from wanting to strive for a higher learning, for wanting to better themselves for self-improvement. So, you know, that's what I mean by I tried to kill me, destroy the person I was, but gave birth to the man I am today. For that reason, I always love hip-hop. I don't hate it, but, you know, it just changed up on me. It was like a girlfriend that broke up with me, and I didn't understand why, you know, and it was driving me crazy, you know, because what I grew up on was a tool that was uplifting and kept me going and healed my wounds. You know, now everything on the radio it's got something to do with staying high or, you know, unprotected sex or trying to kill somebody. So that's what I mean by hip-hop tried to kill me, but, you know, what don't kill you make you stronger. So I'm still standing. Through God's grace and his mercy, I'm standing and I'm pushing. pushing hard.
My man.
So that's what it is.
My man. That's what I'm glad to hear, my brother. And your second book, speak on that a little bit, Rob. And then after that, I want you to let everybody know where they can go get both of them books at.
All right. Well, my second book is called Blood Test. It's based on peer pressure in the family full of hustlers. You know, when you grow up, you know, with your stomach full, it's hard to be hungry. So it's about a young man who never was hungry, and then he's going to have to take over the legacy of what his family was based upon, and that was getting money in these streets, you know, and it's about whether or not he's going to make that decision. The reason I call it Blood Test, I really wanted to, you know, fool the public with a marketing tool, calling it Blood Test, you know, letting people think that it was a moral poker story, but the whole time it was about peer pressure, you know, actually, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue a destructive legacy? Are you going to try to break the cycle, you know? And that's what it's based on. And actually, that was my first movie script I wrote. But I didn't want Hollywood to steal my story, so I turned it into a book. And, you know, God's Will is going to be on the big screen real soon, real soon, Blood Test. And you can get all my books, the hard copies, you get all my books, the hard copies, at createspace.com. And you can get the e-books at Nook and Kindle. You know, once again, createspace.com. You can get the hard copies, you know, real decent price. And you can download, you know, if you got the Kindles or the Nooks, you can download my books. I actually have three of them. The first one, Hip Hop Tried to Kill Me. The second one, Blood Test. And my third one just came out on Father's Day last year, Daddy Was a Monster, Story of My Father.
My man, speak on that a little taste.
Well, my dad, you know, he was a country boy that was in the Air Force, came out to California, went back and got his mom's, you know, then came back and got his high school sweetheart, which is my mom's economics, you know, of California, led him to be, you know, one of the major drug dealers in the United States, you know, was what it was, you know, he is what it is. You know, I used to think my daddy was Sheriff, you know, Richard Roundtree, looked just like him. You know, he used to dress up like the postman leaving the house. My mom never knew. He was one of the biggest notorious heroin kingpins in the United States. And, you know, his career ended in a violent way. You know, his demise was what, you know, what he chose, you know. And the definition of his lifestyle was a mobster, no doubt about it. You know, we grew up in South San Francisco. I grew up in South San Francisco with pools in the backyard, O.J. Simpson, Marvin Gaye, running through the house, and after him and my mom broke up, Chuck Khan was his girlfriend. So, you know, I just told the story of my pops not glorifying his lifestyle or nothing, but just, you know, letting him know that's who my daddy was, and I love my daddy regardless, you know. And my daddy was a monster, straight up and down. I'm from the bloodline of a monster and an educated Christian woman. I get the goodness from my mom and the gangster from my daddy. Between them two, you get Fleetwood.
My man. And with all that Fleetwood being said and done, now we're going to get into when you start helping educate our youth, man, you know what I mean, to a better life. Let's go off into that segment now.
Well, it's very important, you know, to find your purpose in life. When you find your purpose, every day is like your birthday. You know, I wake up mad because I went to sleep. You know, my thing is to be a light in a dark situation. My thing is to show people that change is possible. You know, nothing will change though until you change. You know, I truly believe God keep waking me up so I can show the youth in the gutters, the youth still on the corners, that change is possible, that you can be a hustler out here in America. America's based on hustling. You just got to have a legal product, and there's a good chance you won't go to jail. So, you know, it's very important that I still show the youth that you can keep hustling, you can shine, and you can grind. And I let them know that you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect but a hypocrite, you know. And I tell them, well, no matter what you go through, to get to it, you got to go through it. So, you know, don't trip if you fall. So my thing is to stay around the youth, but stay positive and stay fly, though. And stay, you know, keep the hustle, you know. So that's what it is with me, you know. I try to stay inside of juvenile halls. I stay inside the prisons, like I said, to be a light and dark situation. You know, let them see the change is possible. You can get off parole and probation. You can make it out here in society after you've been locked up for 5 or 6, 10 years, you know. It's possible. Look at me. You know, I tell them, look at me. I've been right here where you was. I was on the other side. So, you know, changes, it's possible, but nothing will change in life until you do. And nothing will work unless you work. So that's my whole purpose and my destiny in life is to continue to inspire people, to let them know the impossible is possible. And I love what I do. You know, they couldn't pay me what God pays me. And that's why I love praying and I love getting up every morning and touching people with His Spirit.
My man. That's what I like to hear, brother, you know. Now, give out your website and your Facebook page and all of that, you know what I'm saying, Rob? You know, some youngster want to get at you, you know, give them that website and all that information.
Okay, right quick. If you want to email me, you can hit me up at Fleetwood. That's FLEETWOOD_189@hotmail.com. That's my straight email. Also, if you know anybody just got any form of incarceration or if you just got released, go to homeboyhotline.org. On there you'll find resources for employment, job training, resume preparation, interview adequacy, and ways to get your record, you know, expunged. And I'm also, right quick, last year I did embark on my first visual conceptual presentation. And that was a documentary film about a high school girl basketball team. I Just Want a Ball. You know, you can go to IJustWantAball.com, check out the trailer. And 2 months ago, I released my second one, The Cotton Pickers. It's the story of a man who picked cotton for 18 years and never got paid, you know. So I just, once again, just want to let the people know that dreams come true. You just got to work on it, and it can happen, you know. And please get in contact with me if there's anything I can do to help you, assist you writing a book or, you know, putting you a documentary film together. If you would like to even volunteer and be part of this movement, you know, helping our ex-offenders, please get in contact with me once again at Fleetwood_189@hotmail.com.
That's what it is, Fleetwood. So, hey, what we're going to do, I'm going to go to a commercial, Fleetwood, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to get off into a few more other things because I want to let people know about a few other things that you're doing as well. So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to go to a couple of songs and commercial break, and we're going to be right back with our main guest, my man Fleetwood. Be right back with him.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. It reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael. See, the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she's feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around. In my hometown, you can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating. It's just me and my lady slow dancing a side day. She's sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel, so I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now
that's love.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar.
summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood. Not rushing into a thing, I'm feeling like Rick James. We high up Mary Jane, she the girl in my dreams. She my earth, wind, and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend. Travel around the world, ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Club banger, man. What is Boy Records?
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets
don't love you back. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide. We're still kicking it with my guest from out in San Francisco, my man Rob. We're coming right back at him. Right back at you, Rob. You're on the line, my brother.
What's going on? What's going on, man? I appreciate y'all once again having me on the show. You know the streets don't love you back.
Hey, we loving it, man. We're glad that you was able to be on the show, and it's an honor to have you on the show as well. And we just want you to let the viewers know, man, how did you connect with the Streets Don't Love You Back?
Well, you know, I got a very dear friend, Freeway Rick Ross. And he's like the Pied Piper of the United States. He stay on the sidewalk, shaking hands, turning strangers into friends. And I let him know that, you know, this past Easter weekend, I was visiting my family, my sugar wiggle down there in the Phoenix, Arizona area. I gave him a call. And he told me that he was a guy that I had to meet, you know, who had wrote a book. He had a powerful journey. Streets Don't Love You Back. He had a powerful radio show by the name of Rob, and got the number. Actually, I emailed him. He emailed me right back. Not even two minutes. He emailed me right back. Yours truly was hosting this show, and we connected. And man, it's God's sin, God's speed. And on God's will, we will be putting together ex-offender workshops, youth empowerment workshops in the greater Phoenix area in the next coming 90 days, you know, to touch our people, inspire our future, which is our youth.
That's what is happening, man. And like I said, it was an honor when you reached out to me. And as soon as I seen that name, when you say Freeway said reach out to me, like you said, it was an instant boom, right back at you, shoot me the number. We yelled at each other. You're on the radio show, and we also finna put together a big seminar here for ex-offenders and people that's looking for jobs and, you know, resources and things like that. It's going to be a free, you know, seminar for people. So explain that to them, Big Rob.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, each one, reach one, teach one, same thing the Panthers did back in the days. We're looking for all supervisors and managers that's in the area, greater Phoenix area, Glendale, Mesa, Tempe, you know, Scottsdale. If you're in a position to hire somebody, if you ever experience adversity in your life, the justice system has ever victimized your family, you know what it is, you know, to have somebody coming home, you know, and you're in a position to hire somebody, we're asking you to get in touch with the Streets Don't Love You Back. We're creating a database of managers and supervisors that can hire and help somebody when they come out of them cages, you know. Everybody in this world done did something wrong, but everybody ain't got caught, you know. So we just want to help somebody. We want to help themselves, give somebody the opportunity to have a second chance, you know. So we're going to find us a venue real soon within the next 90 days, and we'll be jumping off, place a venue, and we're going to put together some packets for resources for ex-offenders, and we're going to have some employers there. And like I said, we're just going to assist people transitioning back, becoming productive members of this society and their community.
And that's what's happening, my brother, you know. And also let them know about the one you got coming up down in Texas as well, Rob. Let them know about that one.
Okay, well, you know, I've been doing my thing since 2005 up in the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco area, and it was time for me to hit other markets, plant some seeds. So my first official out-of-state youth empowerment ex-offender workshop will be at the Shake Center, April 25th. That'll be in Houston, Texas. Like I said, it's the youth empowerment. Hollywood comes to Houston. I'm going to be showing both of my documentary films. And after that, we will be having an ex-offender workshop. Right now in Texas, the greatest barrier for ex-offender is getting his record expunged, getting his record clean. You know, so we're attacking that first. You know, basically in California, you go to public defender's office, it's a clean slate program. You know, they'll do it for you free of charge. You know, you get it done maybe a year and a half. In Texas right now, you have to pay for the situation, and it usually takes 7 years. So a lot of people look at the situation like it's impossible. So we want to let them know that the impossible is possible and help people understand the procedure and, you know, guide them through the procedure. And, you know, that's one of the main barriers, like I said, is that it's spongy. So that's what we're going to attack, you know. And we're going to hit Fort Worth up, San Antonio, Corpus Christi. You know, we're going to take it out Waco. We're going throughout the whole state of Texas. We're starting in Houston. You know, we're going to come back to Phoenix. And then, you know, we just going to touch the world. You know, just give for helping people.
Amen. And that's what's up, my good brother, you know. And any last words you would like to say to the people, Rob?
I just like to tell you that no matter what you go through, just remember your ancestors and what they went through, you know. Having excuses is the easiest way to say you don't want to be successful. And nothing in life is going to work unless you do, you know. So just remember that, man. A camera, no matter what it is, where you brought it from, it ain't going to take a good picture if it ain't focused. So stay focused, man. Get what you got coming. That's a blessing every day. That God wake you up. He got a blessing for you with your name on it. So get out and get what's yours. Keep God close to you. What you want won't be far from you.
Amen on that, good brother, you know. So, hey, Rob, I want to say, man, I, you know, appreciate you taking the time to come on the show tonight. And, you know, you're back home in San Francisco straight, relaxing, getting ready for another journey down there in Texas coming up soon. So we want to wish you well on that. And in the meantime, we're going to be working on that other situation in the next 90 days to bring that here to Phoenix so we can start helping these ex-offenders and these brothers and sisters get, you know, get their mind right and do their thing, you know, because a lot of these young youths, they need that. And I'm so glad to meet you, and we're on the same journey, you know, at helping these at-risk youth, you know what I mean, before they even get out there, you know what I mean, all the way out. So we want to nip it in the bud, you know?
Most definitely, most definitely. Nothing happens on coincidence. It's all divine order. We were going to meet 10 years ago, you know. It was just a matter of time.
Oh, ain't no doubt. You know, it was that moment, man, you know. So, hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and be looking out for that packet. That packet I sent you be there on Saturday. And get at me as soon as you get that in your hand. And we're going to stay in contact, you know what I mean, at least 2-3 times a week on leading on up to what we got going and popping here in Arizona.
Most definitely. One more time, if anybody want to get in contact with me, hit me up at Fleetwood_189. God bless you all.
Peace and love, baby. I'll see you on the flip side.
Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was my man Fleetwood on the show, and we're going to keep riding on the show tonight. We done had two great guests on the show tonight, and we're going to keep rolling with this great music, you know. So peace and love. We out here.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snowball.
Trust him for me, friend to the end, plus key, and that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Keep bringing it at you, and we got another track coming right now.
Cheers. Hey, yo, boy, we got one. Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. A lot of homies dead and gone, off the streets to love them back. I got homies in the pen I might never see again, cause they live by code. Always keep your mouth closed. In the streets they be watching, plotting to get you murked. Keep your eyes open, homie, they working to keep you trapped. They playing checkers in this game. No love, showing no mercy. Getting pinched by the feds, turn the stain on your man. I don't understand why the streets don't love you back. 1 minute you won't talk, then next plotting your death. Ain't no friends in this game, they shady like
like Eminem. Turn your back on your homie, he stab you for fortune and fame.
Man, I don't understand. Yo, boy, I don't understand. Why these streets don't love you back? Why they don't love you back, homie? It's fuck, man. Yeah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
I fell in love with the streets, but she cheated on me. I done been through so many things I can't speak on, homie. A lot of characters came up missing, just disappeared. Often wonder while I'm still here, my brother got smoked in 94. That's when my heart went cold. I've been trapping, been acting, been matching on hoes. I've been cracking, been strapped up, stacking. Been home, been up in a mix of action, mind gone. Addicted to the madness, I was switching time zones. Until I got lost and couldn't find my way home. I was moving spot to spot. Up shop, made it hot, still popping on the watch for them cops. But when you pushing 50 bricks, 25-pound bills, then that job gets hard, just trying to dodge jail. And your friends get funny when they see you getting money, thinking that you on something. I'm just trying to stay hungry, man, these streets don't love you.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
It's Rob Boy checking in, letting you know the streets definitely don't love you back. We educate our youth against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. I want to give a big shout out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, Lucinda Boyd. Been riding the whole nine yards, and we educate all around the world.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Sending a major shout out to all our soldiers behind the walls in 150 prisons that roll with us, educating our youth to a better life and a better tomorrow. Holla.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the radio show. We want to thank all our guests and everybody for coming on tonight, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great night.